This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, speaking today about the civil war in Sri Lanka. A Norwegian-brokered ceasefire in Sri Lanka has collapsed, and violence is once again raging on this beautiful island, once described as the pearl earring of India. An estimated 80,000 people have lost their lives in this 23-year-old conflict. In addition to the military battles between the Tamil Tigers and government forces, there have been other ethnic and religious clashes. Contrary to the traditional image of their religion, militant Buddhists have attacked Muslims and Christians. One militant monk has called for a holy war against the Tamils and has written songs for soldiers going into battle. One urges them not to return home until their weapons are smeared with blood, and it also promises that they will attain nirvana by defending their Buddhist homeland. During 2003 and 2004, 165 Sri Lankan Christian churches were attacked, resulting in the complete destruction of some, the stoning of parsonages, the smashing of statues, and the burning of Bibles and hymnals. On September 14th of this year, a church in the town of Manar was torched and burned to the ground. Taking a cue from Hindu fundamentalists who have passed anti-conversion laws in six Indian states, Buddhist legislatures have drafted a similar bill that would outlaw the conversion of people from their birth religion. Nationalist claims to ethnic and religious purity have no foundation in fact. Sri Lanka's founding myth involves the intermingling of native peoples with Hindu immigrants from North and South India. Buddhism did not arrive in Sri Lanka until the 3rd century before the Common Era. Most Buddhist kings welcomed South Indian Hindus with open arms, giving them lands and titles. The supreme irony is that the 18th century Tamil kings of Sri Lanka did the most to restore the Buddhist priesthood and promote Buddhist art and architecture. When the British took over in 1815 and favored Christian missionaries, Buddhism went into an 80-year decline. The rise of Buddhist fundamentalism was a reaction to this colonial oppression. The Sri Lankan flag contains two stripes, green embracing the Muslims and orange integrating the Hindus, thus validating their national identity in the country of the lion. Buddhist nationalists have removed these colored stripes from their flag, so the sword in the lion's hand must now appear much more menacing to Hindus, Muslims, and Christians, the Hindus comprising 12% of the population, with Muslims and Christians claiming 8% each. The Tamil Tigers are just as much to blame for their many atrocities, having executed more than half the suicide bombings in the world. But I believe that terrorists, whatever their nationality or religion, are made, not born. For decades, Tamil moderates proposed a reasonable federal solution as they pleaded for social, economic, and linguistic inclusion with some autonomy. Until the 1970s, a great majority of Tamils would not have supported a separate state, just as most Indian Muslims did not support the partition of their country. Tragically, Muslim and Hindu extremists won out in 1948, but let's hope that the Sri Lankans can avoid the catastrophic dislocation that ravaged India. Fortunately, the Tamils do not embrace the Hindu fundamentalism that many Indians do. In fact, one quarter of them are Christians. Their grievances are primarily economic and linguistic, not religious. The first step to peace for Sri Lankans is for them to acknowledge the fact that for over 2,200 years, their beautiful island has been, is now, and must always be a multi-ethnic and multi-religious society. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or read more about my work on religious violence at www.nickgeyer.com.